Good afternoon, everyone. For those of you that don't know me, I'm the canola and rapeseed breeder at the University of Manitoba, and just wanted to acknowledge that the work that I'm presenting today is by Nazir Javed. He's a PhD student in my program, so I'd like to acknowledge him as well as some of my other co-authors. Also like to thank Mike and the organizing committee for putting this meeting together. Enjoyed the history lesson from Jack yesterday, and one point that I wanted to make is actually this is the perfect timing for this meeting because it's actually 40 years since Tower, the first canola variety, was released in 1974 from University of Manitoba and Ag Canada. So very good timing in terms of this meeting. It's interesting to see how the industry's developed over those 40 years. It's worth over 19 billion in Canada, and interesting to be here in the U.S. and see how things are developing. I'd like to start off just by acknowledging all the support for this specific research coming from the Green Crop Network, and also the support for my breeding program at the University of Manitoba coming from Bungie Canada, DL Seeds, and NSERC. This research would not be possible without them. And also technical staff involved and people that have do all the work in our research breeding program as well as for this research presentation specifically. So the objective of this specific research was really the identification of QTL looking at oil content, fatty acid content, and flowering time in Brassica napus. Within this population, in this research, we were looking at numerous other traits. So due to the time limitations of a short presentation like this, I'm just going to focus on a few of these traits. So just to give you a quick snapshot of some of the materials and methods, and then I'll dive right into the results. On the phenotyping side, the population that we used was a doubled haploid population from a cross between Polo and Topaz. There were 190 DH lines produced. They were phenotyped in a nursery such as you see in the background. They were done in two locations in Manitoba over 2 years and three replications for each of these genotypes. So really 4 site years of data we're going to be looking at on the phenotyping side. All of those 190 doubled haploid lines were genotyped in-house using our ABI genetic analyzer. A lot of the genotyping we do now is GBS at Cornell. However, this research is from a few years ago, and so this specific population was genotyped with 620 markers of different types on our ABI analyzer, SSR markers, SRAP, SCARs, and ISSRs. The QTL mapping was done with composite interval mapping. We used a lot of the markers that we utilized had come from a integrated genetic map that was published in 2012. That linkage map had a total distance of 2,400 centimorgans and about a marker interval of 3.7 centimorgans. So jumping right into the results. For these, this range of traits that we had, we're looking at oil content, several different fatty acids, and then flowering time. All of these traits were actually located to about 31 different genomic locations within our map. So what that means is that a lot of them were co-localizing or found in the same area. So whether it was fatty acid for oleic acid, or oil content or flowering time, often a lot of these QTL were found in similar regions. Specifically for oil content, we found 14 different QTL that were associated with oil content. For palmitic acid, 33. For C18, we had 18 QTL. For oleic acid, 21. Linoleic and linolenic, 20 and 23. And 16 for C20. We also found 14 different QTL that were contributing to flowering time in this specific population. I'm going to go through each of these traits kind of in order and just give you some of the highlights for some of the main contributing QTL for these different traits. First off, looking at oil content. Again, I said the population that was being used was Polo and Topaz. Those two parents have oil contents of anywhere from 42 to 48% in the mid-40s. Out of the 190 lines that we were looking at, we had anywhere from 35, as you can see on the x-axis here, 35% all the way up to over 56% here. So a wide range of oil content coming out of the 190 lines from those two parents. So that's an interesting result in itself in terms of focusing on oil content. Of course, I must mention that this is averaged across all four environments when we're looking at them. However, of course, with these quantitative traits, we are definitely seeing differences in between the different environments. But most of the QTL that I'm going to show you have shown up in multiple environments. Staying with oil content, here we're looking at A10, just a small region of A10. And what we found on this region of A10 was actually shown here just with the mouse, four different QTL that were contributing to oil content. The greatest one is shown here that was contributing 27% of the variation for oil content in this population. You can see the markers here that are associated with these different QTL and some of the markers that we're utilizing in our breeding program for these specific traits, so showing their applicability. But as with some of the previous talks, definitely these regions need to be further fine-mapped and focused in on a lot further. Just want to point out as well that from previous research from DeLorean in 2006 and Wang et al. In 2013 on this, in this same region in close proximity, they both had identified oil content QTL on A10. Looking at that same region on A10, here's the same four oil content QTL shown here. However, in this same location, and this is what I said when there was 31 genomic regions, there's numerous traits for the fatty acids as well as flowering time that are also found in this region on A10. So it's really, this region seems to play an important role in terms of oil content, in terms of several of the fatty acids, which makes clear sense, as well as even flowering time somewhat in close proximity. That's also supported by the two previous papers that I mentioned that had both identified a fatty acid elongase gene in this region, which explains why we can have some of the QTL associated with some of the long-chain fatty acids for C16, C18, for oleic, linoleic, as well as greater. Key et al. In 2006 in the same region also identified a QTL that was associated with erucic acid, so C22. So this region really seems to be a key region for oil content as well as fatty acid development for some of the long-chain fatty acids. Looking at, now we're moving to a different linkage group associated with A1. We had co-localization for numerous traits, namely here C18, so stearic acid, and C20 for these traits. So we had four QTL that were associated with stearic acid. Again, this same paper in PLOS One from 2013 found oil content QTL as in this region as well, associated with these common markers. The arrows are denoting common markers. I should have said that for the previous linkage groups between the research that I'm referencing on the left as well as ours. So seems to be support from the publication in 2013 for us finding some of the C18 and C20 loci on A1. Here we're looking at A3, and on A3, this is another region where we found three oil content QTL, again shown here in red, minor QTL in terms of their contribution compared to what was found on A10. Likewise, we also found stearic and oleic acid, QTL, on this end of A3, which is supported by research in 2011 by Smucker et al. That had found a Fab2 candidate gene there, which is involved in the conversion of stearic to oleic acid in this region. On C2, we found 6 different QTL that were associated with palmitic acid, as well as, likewise, Zhu et al. In 2012 identified a QTL in this region here as well. So because of the density of our map and our mapping population, we were able to find several QTL in this region that was similar to the results found by Zhu et al. In 2012. Just a couple more here, and then I will sum things up in terms of this is probably one of our most important regions that we found on C3 that really had QTL for all fatty acids in this region. So really seems to play a very important role in these long-chain fatty acids, anywhere from C18 to oleic to linoleic to linolenic, all found within this similar region. A lot of them, based on our phenotyping in those 4 environments, seem to either have positive or negative correlations. And so the markers associated with these regions, it's really can be useful in terms of increasing or decreasing any of these fatty acids. But we definitely need to look into this region further, which is what we're starting to do now with a lot of our genotype by sequencing work. Final one here I just wanted to show you in terms of flowering time. We've talked about maturity several times today for different traits and its relationship to disease resistance and things. We were looking at flowering time, and on A2 we actually found 3 different QTL that were associated with flowering time. Actually, one of them was contributing 43% of the variation for flowering time on A2, so it seems to be an important region in terms of shortening that time period or to flowering time. With that, I'll just summarize up some of the highlights here. Again, this is just a snapshot of many of the things that we had found, but I wanted to give you those highlights. Overall, out of this research, we found out of all these different 8 traits that we were looking at in terms of the fatty acids, oil content, and flowering time, a lot of them seem to co-localize, which does make sense, definitely, and they co-located to about 31 different positions within our integrated map. A key region for oil content on A10, explained 27% of the variation, and several fatty acids found in that region as well. C3, definitely a key region that we're focusing in on closer now because of the numerous fatty acids that are found or associated in that region, and a major flowering time QTL found on A2 at 43%, or explaining 43% of the phenotypic variation. So with that, I'll open it up to any questions. Happy birthday.
Today, I just put in a different effect to you, so my question on the tree is the linoleic acid content.
Okay.
So you reported 23 QTL you identified for fat tree, that's a 18-3 fatty acid.
Okay.
To date, only 6 genes could be identified.
Okay.
So what is there any explanation on that how you identify so many QTL find only 6 genes could be different?
Yeah, so you're definitely going to have, some of this is coming from the environment, there's no doubt about it, differences between the environment. You're correct that to date there are only 6. It's not to say that when we dig deeper into things with GBS that we won't identify more. But some of this is coming from the environmental effects, definitely. Differences between the environment. Yeah, Jack.
Some of these can also be affecting precursor fatty acids that come before the medicine.
Okay. Good point. Any other questions? No further questions?
Well, thank you.
Okay, thank you.